Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Sam Smith on the line. He's a Senior Customer Success Specialist over at Linode. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about Linode and how you're leveraging customer success to improve customer experience and experiences and outcomes, which a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives, big tech community listening to this today. So excited to get into what you're doing at Linode. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further in your background. So how did you get started in your career on this path and in business?
Yeah, definitely. So I actually started off in finance. And when I graduated college, I was working as a financial analyst for a while. And I found that I was doing too much in the back office, really, building spreadsheets all day and analyzing statements and things like that. And I never really got to meet any of our customers or know how what our work was doing was impacting them. So after a little while in finance, I decided to shift over to a career in IT. I didn't go directly into customer success. I was kind of just looking for a broader career change. But after coming to Linode and working with so many of our customers, I really found that what I enjoyed was helping them achieve their business outcomes and solve whatever problems came up. And when we decided to invest in customer success team here, it was kind of a no-brainer for me to go that route. And I joined our team about 2 years ago, and we've been growing ever since.
That's awesome, and I think that's a great transition. So let's just dive right into Linode. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, totally. So we're a cloud infrastructure company based here in Philadelphia, and we've been around. We just hit our 17th anniversary back in June.
Ooh, congratulations! That's no small feat. 17.
Yeah, pretty long time. We were established a little bit before some of the larger, you know, cloud providers you might know, like AWS or Azure or Google. But we've run 11 data centers all around the world. We're in North America, Europe, Asia, India, and Australia. And our goal is really to make cloud infrastructure accessible and affordable for everybody. In these days, you know, the cloud is kind of the hot thing right now. A lot of customers are moving from running their own hardware and infrastructure on-premise to offloading it to the cloud so they don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and fix stuff at a data center. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that we help out with.
That's awesome. And so, you know, just to give a feel, as I mentioned, a lot of business owners listening to this right now, what are typically the right types of clients that are a good fit for Linode? Is this an enterprise level only? Is that small business? Give us a little bit more of a feel for what's usually a good client type that's a good fit.
Sure. I think the really cool thing about a platform like ours is that kind of anybody can be a customer. We have folks who just spend a few dollars a month and we have folks who spend six figures a month, so it really spans the whole gamut. And we have a lot of hobbyists and people like myself who just like Linux and they have some pet projects. Maybe they run their own website or, you know, they run a Minecraft server for their kids or something. And then we have people whose entire businesses rely on us. Maybe they have a streaming service or, you know, they host client websites or they have an app that their business relies on or anything like that. So most of our customers are you know, hosting websites or apps, a lot of hobbyists, pretty much anything that runs on a Linux server runs here.
So let's go further into today's topic. So leveraging customer success to improve customer experiences and outcomes. So where do you want to start with this? I mean, this is a big topic. We can only cover so much in a, you know, 15-minute episode, but where do you want to start with this? Because I know this is what you're doing day in and day out.
Yeah, you're right in that it's there's a lot to cover. So maybe we can just give a short overview first. So our business model is pretty similar to, you know, what you might think of as like software as a service, right? We're infrastructure as a service. We bill for your usage monthly. And the nice thing about that is that if you're a customer of ours, you don't have to have a huge capital outlay when you want to launch something and pay and set up servers and then maintain them. You just pay us monthly for whatever you use. And if you don't use it, then you don't pay for it. So where customer success comes in there is that this is a recurring revenue business, right? So we're not just making one sale to a customer. We're not just trying to, like, you know, get away with selling as much as we can up front and then we never talk to them again. Our customers are making a decision every single month whether or not they're going to stay with us or not. So we need to make sure, you know, they're informed to make that decision, and we're part of the conversation. And that's really why success is an important factor for us.
What do you find are some of the, you know, the key attributes here? Because I know you're, in terms of maintaining that relationship, because I know that's what you're doing. So obviously you have to deliver the product or the service, but how do you keep people like involved? How do you like pull that off? Because again, 17 years in, I think you just have or the company overall, I think you have a unique vantage point here.
Yeah, definitely. I can give you, I guess, a little bit of background too before I talk about what our current model is. So we've been around for about 17 years. Throughout most of that, we didn't have a sales team or biz dev team or success team. This is still a pretty relatively new effort. We've grown most of our time throughout marketing and word of mouth and just having a good reputation. But before this, we had a pretty top-notch support team for many years before launching like a dedicated customer success effort. So most of the interactions with customers are transactional, right? They're tickets and one-off issues. If a customer, you know, has downtime or they have a quick question, they can reach out and get some help. We have had a few informal like account managers and of course for some of our larger key customers, we always had people who work with them. But it wasn't as expansive as we have now. So the difference now is that we have people whose job it is to maintain relationships with these customers. We can be a little more proactive. We don't have to wait until they open a ticket with a problem. You know, we don't just get involved when there's a big blow up, right? And the customer's mad and they call in. And by that point, the damage is already done, you know. We can be more proactive. We know our customers better. We can set them up for success right from the start, whether maybe we do a little bit of onboarding or we, you know, tell them about how other similar customers have been successful on our platform. And we just keep in touch as we move along, whether that's quarterly or monthly or kind of informally. You know, some customers just like to know that we're here. And when they have a big project coming up or some kind of a roadblock in their way, they know they can reach out and we can help them navigate whatever it is.
So what's been the result of this? So, you know, making this extra effort, I don't want to assume that that it's all worked out well. What's been the result of this? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think it's been really great for us. Our customers, I think, obviously appreciate it as well, right? With our model, we don't charge for customer success. Some companies do. They have, you know, built into their contract, like you pay X amount each month and you get a dedicated success manager. We don't do that. We believe that the investment will pay off in the long term by focusing on what our customers need and making them successful. So, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer for a lot of our customers to work with us because why not have somebody who knows the company inside out work with you to get the most out of the platform, right? So I think from a revenue standpoint and a retention standpoint, it's been really good for us. We boosted retention among our larger customers. Growth has been good as well. All of our work with these customers also pays off in a few other ways. We have a pretty robust product roadmap, and we're always working on churning out some new products and features for our platform. And so by having all these nice, ongoing, happy relationships, we get a lot of really great feedback, and that makes its way into our roadmap pretty often. So it's kind of hard to quantify sometimes. You know, how do you quantify a good idea that a customer passed along your way and then you turned it into something, right? But it's definitely been great for us overall.
That's awesome. So, Sam, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Linode or to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and do that?
Yeah, we're available right on linode.com. That's probably the simplest way. We're available by phone or email or anything if you want to reach out. I'm also available on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to chat about what we've done here at Linode and what we're working on.
Fantastic. Well, Sam, really appreciate you coming on the show today to share more about all the great work you're doing over at Linode and how you're helping your clients. I mean, great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Sam, thanks again for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.